Where do people get off the train?
Depot. Or?
Okay. Is that what you call it, the depot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or the station.
Okay. If something is at an angle compared to something else, is there a way you could describe that?
Something
like resting at an angle. Something leaning up against a table, for instance, or...
Leaning, or...
Yeah. How about catty-cornered?
Yeah, exactly.
How about if something, like a dog, came at you from an angle? Have you ever heard of a word for that? Like, the dog came at me, how? You ever heard of a word for, like, if somebody's glasses are kind of crooked on their face?
Yeah.
You say the glasses sat on his face, how?
Crooked or?
You ever heard of anti-goblin or anti-goblin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you heard that?
I have not heard of it.
They use that in East Texas.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, catty corner is usually a street in town where you've got four corners. Two this way is a catty corner.
The two on the diagonal, right?
Yeah, catty corner.
Okay. Okay, and what would you say to your guests when they're leaving after a party or a dinner or something like that? What do you say to your guests when they're leaving?
Have a good day, or...
No, night. You say goodbye.
Yeah. Do you ever use Spanish phrases?
Adios. No, we usually would just say, bye, I'm so glad you came. But we don't use Spanish phrases very seldom.
Do you speak Spanish?
Mm-hmm. No, when I grew up here, and I should have, but we really didn't have household help.
Mm-hmm.
And I had black hair, can you believe that? And things, and we'd go to town and go like to Cress's, and they would speak Spanish to me, and I would be highly indignant. Because in those days, you know, that's the way it was. When I went to school here, they were not allowed to speak Spanish. And now, you know, we have bilingual. I wish that I had learned to speak Spanish, but I just didn't have an opportunity. And then ever since we've been married, I've just been kind of at home and down here and raised the children. And I've never learned.
Mm-hmm.
Took Latin in school, and I don't remember that.
What did you bring?
Oh, I brought something I thought you might be interested in.
Hmm.
How long have you been down to Georgia?
5 years now.
It is?
Yep.
I don't know if that looks familiar or not. Hit that don't open it up.
Okay. Oh, how about that? Oh, neat. Autographs.
Oh, you won't see anything there, but...
Yeah.
Every one of the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
What's that operation?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's going to look like now, but it's a lot bigger than that. Is. This is some of the things we went through down there.
Oh, uh-huh. Looks like fun.
It was summer of 44.
I guess you were really in shape.
Yeah. You didn't get to do any flying down there. You did all exercise, half band,
So did you fly planes?
Well, I was learning to be a pilot, but it got towards the end of the war, and then I turned into something else, a gunner and a backup pilot.
Uh-huh.